Live and local.
How's that sound?
And you're listening to News Talk 1480 WHBC.
We're live and local. I'm Jordan Miller, and this is News Talk 1480 WHBC. I actually just got a text from my wife, and she said, hey, I have two more turkeys in the deep freezer. So, hey, don't show up to the Miller household and try to rob me for my turkeys during the shortage. I would very much appreciate it. We are going to speak with Amy Kaiser. She's the director of nursing with the Tuscarawas County Health Department. Tuscarawas County yesterday just reported a case of the lacrosse. There we go. There we go. Amy, thanks for joining us. Can you enlighten us what you do know so far? I know it's not much.
Right. At this time, we do have a 7-year-old female who had been diagnosed with the lacrosse virus. Unfortunately, we've been unsuccessful in obtaining any additional information from this confirmed case, so we've not been able to do an interview to know exactly if the individual has traveled, where they were in the time frame for incubation for this particular virus, those kinds of things. We do know that the individual is a resident of Tuscarawas County. However, we've been not able to confirm exclusively that the mosquito bite was from Tuscarawas County, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. And can you help enlighten myself? I'm really not educated about the lacrosse virus. And I'm sure there are some of our viewers or our listeners out there who they don't know much about this as well. What is the lacrosse virus?
Right. The lacrosse virus is actually being bitten by what is called an Eastern treehole mosquito, and it's an aggressive daytime biting mosquito that's commonly found in wooded areas. It is native to Ohio, and Ohio has reported more human cases than any other state in the United States. It averages about 20 cases per year. So, you know, we do have cases here in Ohio, and like I said, about 20 cases per year. It is an aggressive type of mosquito. Many infected people with lacrosse may not have any symptoms at all, but if you do develop symptoms, it's usually about 5 to 15 days after you've been bitten by that specific mosquito.
Now, Amy, I'm sorry to interrupt you there. Is this essentially, what's the word, encephalitis? Is this a form of that?
It could be a side effect from the virus. It could lead to an encephalitis and, you know, inflammation of the brain. That is one of the potential concerns.
And that's no
virus.
Fun.
Correct.
I had that back in 2016, I want to say, and
it's not fun to get for sure. Yeah. Yes. So we just wanted individuals to be aware that there was, you know, a case in Tuscarawas County again. We couldn't confirm if the bite occurred in Tuscarawas County or not, but just to let people know what it is, what to look for, and again, with this time of year and all the rain we've been having and the heat, you know, any type of mosquito right now is just rampant, you know, and just kind of being aware in those wooded areas to wear your long-sleeve shirts, long pants, you know, using those mosquito sprays, those kinds of things. Try to protect yourself against this and any other kind of viruses or diseases that mosquitoes can inflict on individuals as well.
We have on the line Amy Kaiser, Director of Nursing for the Tuscarawas County Health Department. Amy, can you go ahead and tell me if somebody were to suffer a mosquito bite that turns into something like this, what are the next steps that they should take?
Yeah, absolutely. If you are bitten by a mosquito and you start getting fever, headache, nausea, vomiting, getting tired, you know, some neurological symptoms as far as, like, you know, having a seizure that you've never had before, being lightheaded, you know, those kinds of things, by all means, you need to seek immediate medical attention.
Okay. Amy Kaiser, we appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy morning to discuss and explain what the lacrosse virus is.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We're live and local. I'm Jordan Miller, and this is News Talk 1480 WHBC.
Trusted, live, and local. Your community. All morning long here on 1480 WHBC.